The Gallery Wing and the Louise Oriel. You have just walked along the right-hand side outer wall, which dates from the 15th century. It was built in front of the older wall with its adjoining buildings. And the space between the two, the so-called lists, was then used as extra protection in the case of a siege. After conquering the outside wall, attackers found that they were still not within the castle itself. And the shooting niches and shell tower, which rises out of the wall, were almost certainly used for the purpose of defense. If you now turn your back to the river valley and look to your left and right, you will see a closed length of building, which constitutes the gallery wings, which mark the boundary of the inner castle to the north, south, and west. The first to appear were two buildings to your left, which were built during the 15th century. And shortly afterwards, single-story stables were built to your right. These received a second floor in the mid-16th century, and their present appearance dates mainly from the Baroque era, at the end of the 17th and beginning of the 18th centuries. Under the rule of the Dukes of Saxony-Weissenfels, the castle mainly served as a hunting palace. While the stables provided ample room for the horses on the ground floor, the numerous guests were accommodated on the upper floor. In 1747, even Friedrich August III, King of Poland and Prince Elector of Saxony, and the famous Count Brühl stayed here. Towards the end of the 18th century, the north wing was furnished with living and working accommodation for the revenue officer. And in 1806, there was one more prominent visitor, Queen Louise of Prussia, who stayed in the castle before the Battle of Jena and Auerstedt. She is supposed to have occupied the rooms with the Oriel on the top of the hill overlooking the valley in front of you, and that's why it's referred to as the Louise Oriel. After the Second World War, the gallery wings provided shelter for refugees, and the fire damage of 1989 is marked by the new red roof. Today, the museum director's office is situated behind the Louise Oriel, so if you do happen to see someone at the window, it certainly won't be the Queen. But feel free to give him a friendly wave. It'll make his day. Our trail will now lead us along the wall of the castle towards the Dicker Wilhelm Castle Keep. Please don't go down the steps. The distance between the two will help you to get an impression of the sheer size of the castle, even during the Middle Ages. And when you have arrived at the Castle Keep Tower, please go to the entrance.